University Broadcast Studio.
It's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. And I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh yeah.
Oh, you guys know what's coming. I watched that baseball game last night. You better believe I've got a lot to say about that, folks. Wow, what a mess. What a mess of a game and what a mess of Major League Baseball. What a mess of a country we've got. Unbelievable what happened last night. Opening day at the ballpark. And, folks, we've got a lot to say about that. I know you do as well. Hundreds of you have been weighing in over on the Facebook page, and we're going to be checking out some of your comments. Call screener Avery is all over this, and we're going to be taking your calls on what happened before the Washington Nationals and New York Yankees played ball. And by the way, did you see Dr. Fauci? Yeah, Dr. Fauci was there, and did you see the opening pitch?
Just a bit outside.
It was, how do we say this? It was far to the left as a pitch as I've ever
just
seen.
Just a bit outside.
Wow, geez-a-loo. So, Dr. Fauci, a couple of things. Before we get to what happened on the ball field, I just want to back up and put all of this in context. I want you to go back in time to when Tim Tebow was playing football. And remember what happened when Tim Tebow took a knee to pray whenever he scored a touchdown. Remember this? Remember what happened? Remember the outrage? Remember the hate and the vitriol when Tim Tebow wrote the Bible verse under his eyes? Remember that? And remember how he was castigated in the mainstream media? Remember how the leftists and the sports world said that kind of stuff? Those kinds of statements had no place in sports? And here we are now, where it's apparently a sin to pray. It is a sin in Major League Sports to write some sort of a spiritual message or pray or do something religious. That's not okay. But it's perfectly okay to go out there and take a knee during the national anthem, take a knee before the national anthem, and pledge your allegiance to Black Lives Matter. That's okay. Unbelievable. But before I get to that, I want to talk about something that happened in the stands. And they got to do something with the big bobblehead people. That's very distracting. I would much rather have an empty stadium than have those bobblehead people. But honestly, it doesn't matter to me anymore because I'm not watching Major League Baseball. They lost me last night. And I love baseball. So anyway, here you have Dr. Fauci. He threw out the opening pitch, and all of a sudden, he's in the stands. Now, this is fascinating because they said nobody's allowed to watch the games. You can't have any spectators. But I guess they made an exception for Dr. Fauci. So, again, one set of rules for us little people and another set of the rules for the people that are in charge taking away our civil liberties. So the average American can't go down to the ballpark and enjoy some Cracker Jacks and a hot dog and a cold beer. You can't do that, but Dr. Fauci is allowed to because he's in charge. He's a government leader. So there you have Dr. Fauci, and we have the photographs on ToddStarnes.com. You can see it for yourself. Dr. Fauci sitting in the stands, nobody around him. And again, the reason why, only the select few, only the chosen, are allowed to sit in the massive ballpark. So Dr. Fauci is there, and we understand the woman to his right is believed to be his wife. And then there was some other guy, and they were seated right next to each other. They were not spaced out. There was no social distancing. As a matter of fact, Dr. Fauci wasn't even wearing a mask. And neither was his wife. Neither was the Mrs. Fauci. They were not wearing the face burkas. Now, what do you make of this? One set of rules for Dr. Fauci and the government leaders, another set of rules for the rest of us. But if, in fact, we're dealing with a global pandemic, where people are dropping dead, where hundreds of thousands of people, if not millions of people, are infected, why is it that the man in charge of figuring all of this out and telling us how deadly and how dangerous this virus is sitting in a ballpark in public without wearing a face burka? Why is that? Or maybe he's just a phony. And maybe, just maybe, they're perpetrating some sort of a great fraud on the American people. And by fraud, let me say that it has nothing to do with the virus. I think we've all established the virus is real. But we're trying to figure out exactly how dangerous is this virus. They've led us to believe that we are on the verge of an apocalypse. And if that's the case, why is it that Dr. Fauci was in the ballpark with his wife and whoever the other guy was? I don't know if he was a family friend, if it's a throuple, I don't know. We don't judge here. But I can tell you that he wasn't wearing a face burka. Now, there's another component to this. Washington, D.C., where the baseball game was played. The Democrat mayor, Muriel Bowser, announced effective on Wednesday that any person over the age of two, as in little toddler, goo-goo, baby stuff, any person over the age of two in public without wearing a face mask is subjected to a $1,000 fine. So where were the police? Where were the Facebook police? Where were they? Why did they not give Dr. Fauci a fine, a summons for breaking the law? Because, you know, the rest of us, we would have been hauled off to jail had we not been wearing our Facebook. So you had that going on in the stands where three people got to watch this game in person. And then you have what happened on the field. And that's what I want to chat with you about. And we're going to be taking your calls on this. And it's a very simple question. Have you thrown in the towel when it comes to professional sports? 844-747-8868. That is a toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. I'm just going to come out and say that what I saw happen on that baseball field last night was un-American. What was it they used to say? That, you know, it was mom, apple pie, and baseball. That's, I mean, that's as America as you can get, right? Well, I don't think so anymore. Not after what we saw last night on national television. First of all, you had the pitcher's mound with the Black Lives Matter logo emblazoned into the mound. Then all of the players, all of the coaches from the New York Yankees and the Washington Nationals, they all gathered together before the national anthem, and they all took a knee, and they bowed down. They pledged their allegiance to Black Lives Matter, every single one of them. It was pathetic. By the way, these people, they saluted Black Lives Matter. This is a known Marxist organization. There is no debating that fact. They hate our way of life. They want to overthrow our government. And they really don't like white people. But that's not the issue here. We're talking about a known Marxist organization. And I never thought I would see the day when red-blooded American men would bow down, would take a knee to Marxism on American soil. And I don't know about you, but I think it's time that we get a new favorite pastime in America, because Major League Baseball is done. It's over, folks. They have been conquered. They have been conquered by the social justice warriors, every single one of them. And all I can tell you is this. One day, and that day is coming probably sooner rather than later, those Major League Baseball owners, they're not going to be able to afford to keep paying those salaries. And you want to know why? Because most Americans won't be able to afford a baseball ticket. They don't have jobs. Most Americans don't want to sit down and support baseball players who are going to spit on America and turn their back on our fighting men and women. They're not going to do it. Well, Todd, they didn't take a knee during the national anthem. They just took a knee. They just took a knee before. It doesn't matter. It's what they were taking a knee for. They were supporting Marxism, Black Lives Matter. It has nothing to do with skin color. It has everything to do with a political ideology. Shame on Major League Baseball. Shame on them. And let me tell you something, folks. You better believe the National Football League, it's going to be 100 times worse. 100 times worse. And you watch what happens when every single NFL player stands at attention, hand over heart, weeping uncontrollably as they play the Black National Anthem. And then when it comes time for the Star-Spangled Banner, they take a knee with a look of disgust on their face. How do you think that's going to play out? All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're opening up the phone lines. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. Our website, live show blog, up and running, toddstearns.com. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
This, there is some glimmer of good news. Giants pitcher Sam, is it Coonrod, says he is going to refuse to kneel for Black Lives Matter. Sam says, I'm a Christian. Well, good for you, Sam. You know he's going to get blowback. He was the only player who refused to take a knee prior to the national anthem last night. This is San Francisco Giants. He's a relief pitcher. And he also did not bow down to the Black Lives Matter agenda. After the game, he explained why. You see, again, they call him out. It's not why is it anyone's business? You, why didn't you white man, shame on you. Why didn't you stand? Why didn't you take a knee? Why did you stand up for the national anthem? Why didn't you take a knee? You racist. You racist. That's how they operate. These are pretty evil people. I mean, they're going to try to lynch this guy in the media. You watch what happens. You folks think I'm making this stuff up. You see what's happening out there. San Francisco, by the way, not commenting on this, but Mr. Coonrod says, look, I'm a Christian. I just can't get on board with a couple of things that I have read about Black Lives Matter, how they lean towards Marxism. They said some negative things about the nuclear family. He said he didn't make the decision until the very end of the game or near the end of the game, and he doesn't want to discuss his intentions with the team. Why should he? Why should he? It's no one's business. But here we are, and this is where we are in America right now. It's not Major League Baseball. It's Black Lives Matter ball. What's going on over on the Facebook page, Avery?
Well, we have a couple of really good comments today. I've been going through some. I only have two right now just because I thought these were really good. The first one, it was absolutely hilarious. This is from Cindy Evans Van Kirk. And when talking about Dr. Fauci wearing a mask or wearing a mask in general is like putting a used snot rag on your face.
Oh, well.
I thought that one was pretty funny. And then we also have Giovanna Nall, who says, we only take a knee before God. And I say amen to that, sister.
Mm-hmm. Michael Armstrong says, I don't believe that most people support the Marxist ideology of BLM. You're conflating the sentiment of Black Lives Matter with a Marxist organization of which most people don't know the underlying agenda. Michael, that's a load of hooey, sir. It's all about Marxism. That's what Black Lives Matter is all about. Unbelievable that people are buying into this nonsense. I'm just wondering what kind of an impact this is going to have. Moms, dads, you're going to let your kids watch Major League Baseball? Are you going to sit down and explain to them what's going on with the protest and the marches and the pledging allegiance to Marxism? I mean, this is a big deal here, folks, and we've got to talk about these things. But I'm telling you, this thing is far from over. And my hat is off to this young man over in San Francisco, plays for the Giants. He is taking a bold stand, and there will be blowback for this guy. There will be repercussions. By the way, there is a study. I want to bring this to your attention here from Cato Institute. 62% of Americans say they have political views they're afraid to share. And this ties in with what's happening right now in our culture, because the left, the mainstream media, and especially the mainstream media, because they are the instruments being used to conduct these political lynchings of conservatives. They will target you. They will come after you. Look, they've come after me. But they've discovered something very shocking about Todd Starnes. I really don't give a rip what they think about me, and I don't give a rip what they say about me. You guys know who I am. I know who I am, and I don't care what Brian Stelter and those folks over at Media Matters have to say. But they come after folks, and they terrorize conservatives. In this poll, 77%, now we're talking about 62% of all Americans say, you know what, we're afraid to share our political views. We don't want to be ostracized. We don't want to lose our jobs. 77% of Americans, of American conservatives, 77% of American conservatives say they are afraid to share their political beliefs in public, and they self-censor. 77% of conservatives say they self-censor because they're afraid of losing their job, of causing offense, of losing friendships because they hold political viewpoints that the left might disagree with. On the other side of the survey, an overwhelming majority of leftists say, yeah, we don't have any problem at all. We're happy to share our beliefs. You know why? Because you guys control academia. You guys control the mainstream media. So it's real easy for you to go out there and spout off your Marxist communist nonsense. And I'm wondering about the folks that listen to this radio show. Are you among those people? Have you censored yourself because you don't want to lose your job? You don't want to get in trouble? Or have you decided, you know what, I'm going to be like Starnes here, and I'm going to say my piece, and I really don't give a rip what anybody says? Because we need more Americans like that. And I'm telling you, there are not a lot. There just are not. By the way, can I just ask another? I want to go back to this Fauci thing. We're going to break here in a second. But I want to ask you this something about Fauci. Why wasn't he wearing a mask? Is it because he believes that he is entitled, that he is an elite, and one set of rules govern the elite, and the rest of us, we got to follow the law? Or is it possible that the virus is not as bad as we've been told it is? 844-747-8868, toll free number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show. Folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Great to have you with us today. Busy, busy day. A lot going on out there. President Trump going before the cameras in just a little while. Kayleigh McEnany holding a press briefing at the White House. And there's been a lot of controversy over these protests. And they're really not protests. This is mob action. We're talking about anarchists who are controlling many of our major urban centers. And folks, if nothing else, we now know that Democrat mayors are standing side by side with these anarchists, pledging their allegiance to the people burning down the cities and trying to burn down our federal buildings. Well, a couple of folks up on Capitol Hill want to put a stop to this nonsense. One of them is on the Liberty University newsmaker line from North Carolina's 9th Congressional District, Congressman Dan Bishop. Congressman, great to have you with us today.
Good afternoon, Todd. I'm delighted to be with you.
You know, Congressman, we've been watching the video, the images coming out of places like Seattle and Chicago, where last night they toppled a statue of Christopher Columbus. And time after time, these elected leaders and the city councils are literally turning a blind eye to this lawlessness.
And the list is growing, Todd. You said, I've seen in your Twitter feed, just looking at that, we've got St. Louis and the McCloskeys. We've got Denver, Portland, Seattle. And it's outrageous. And I believe that the American people want to see elected officials stand up and tell and demonstrate that they're prepared to act to protect them, to protect their safety. And that's what I've done in the Congress.
Well, let's talk about the letter that you wrote to the OMB. What do you want the OMB to do?
Well, Todd, it's a follow-on to a bill that I've filed in the House called the Chopping Cash for CHAZ Act, designed to deny federal funding to any municipality that permits an autonomous zone to persist more than 7 days within its borders. And the request, and I will say quickly that Joni Ernst in the Senate has introduced parallel legislation, but this letter that Senator Ernst and I and 6 senators total, 24 members of the House sent to OMB, asks OMB to use its authority to investigate what resources are being used, have been expended and consumed by cities that are contending with or allowing these autonomous zones to exist. There are costs that are involved. We've seen the costs in news reports of injuries, killings in the case of the Seattle autonomous zone, for one example, but there also are immense costs in terms of taxpayer dollars, simply because elected officials have not met their primary responsibility to act to keep people safe and to protect property.
There has to be some sort of a law on the books. I mean, you wonder if these elected leaders can be charged with any sort of a crime for, again, literally standing alongside these lawless thugs, from St. Louis with the McCloskeys and that situation. Michelle Malkin, who was attacked and police officers were told to literally stand down, Congressman. Are there any legal ramifications aside from taking away their federal money?
It's a hard question, Todd. You know, there have been a lot of legal doctrines, and I'm a lawyer, a lot of legal doctrines developed over time to prevent governments from or governing officials from having personal liability, and that's designed to keep government from being overwhelmed with litigation. We don't want that. But we also have never seen a time in our country when officials have been so derelict and so completely irresponsible. And they just have no answer. Out in Portland, for example, we have leftists crying, screaming about the presence of federal officers, and yet Ted Wheeler, the mayor out there, joins the protesters, says federal officers are occupying forces and need to be withdrawn, but he has no answer to the rioters who are trying to burn down the federal courthouse there. None at all.
With federal agents inside of the federal courthouse.
No doubt. And people trying to work there every day, Todd, under the threat of violent anarchists outside who literally want to destroy the building and continue to try to do that night after night.
No doubt about it. On the Newsmaker line, Congressman Dan Bishop from North Carolina. Congressman, last night, Major League Baseball, I know you're a big sports fan. What was your reaction when you saw those players taking a knee before the national anthem, pledging allegiance to BLM?
I am heartened to see tweet after tweet, Facebook post after Facebook post by Americans who say that does it for them. Not going to watch, not going to participate. And I can see the heartbreak because all of us. We in this moment of this pandemic that drags on and the saga relating to that, people need the outlet of the professional and college sports as well that they enjoy. But people who respect or people who love America cannot watch those folks kneeling all the way around the field and say they're going to support that. And I don't think people will. I hope that professional sports, all that participate in that on that kind of basis, see their viewership evaporate.
Beyond that, I'd like for someone, Dr. Fauci, to explain to himself, and maybe the president can put him in front of the cameras at the next press briefing. I'd like for him to, Dr. Fauci, to explain why it's okay for him to go out in public without wearing a face mask.
I saw those pictures as well, and it's a hard. The phenomenon is impossible to explain. But what do you bet, Todd, that despite the relentless questions of the president and Kayleigh McEnany, of people around him, everybody in a sort of a vigilant watch they maintain about their mask decorum, I'll bet you they don't ask Dr. Fauci about it. But he's of course been all over the map on the subject. Now it's absolutely mandatory, but yet he's up there sitting having fun in the stands and has his mask down around his chin. So I don't know what his answer would be, but he ought to be asked.
Congressman, real quick before we have to let you go here, President Trump said just a few days ago that the virus, it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better. The implication there being that even though we've been going through this for 4 months now, it could be a lot longer. We understand that the Jacksonville, Florida portion of the RNC has been canceled. What are you hearing from your constituents? What is their mood, and what are they wanting to hear and see this government do?
You know, Todd, I've been somewhat disheartened to see polling data around the country, but I will tell you, and I'm on the phone with people every single day. I've had 1,000 calls or more, I'll bet, in the last 2 months. And I will tell you that conservatives are not disheartened. They believe that they don't have a lot of confidence in polls. And I think it is a very dynamic and fluid situation. But I think they do, as I started off at the beginning of the call saying, I think they are, and I hear this a lot too, they expect their elected officials, they expect the president to act, to defend them, to protect property and lives, and to make clear that we're not going to be intimidated or defeated by the lawlessness we see across the country. But it's a tough time for Americans, and I think the pandemic. That is not an unprecedented thing, Todd. The way public policy has reacted to it is unprecedented. But the pandemic itself is something that Americans will master. We will overcome it. We may have to be prepared to persist and to tough it out as it plateaus for a period of time. But Americans, that's not a task America cannot fulfill. We'll do it. And we need to keep the president in office. If we lost the Senate and the presidency and the House this year, America would be unrecognizable inside a year.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. Congressman, thank you again. We appreciate all the good insight, and looking forward to getting you back on the show.
Sure did enjoy being with you, Todd. Thanks so much.
All right, Congressman Dan Bishop, folks, from North Carolina. We're going to take a break here. Going to the phones when we get back, 844-747-8868. Toll-free number, that's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
You're with Todd Starnes.
Up a little bit later on, Sarah Carter is going to drop by. Looking forward to catching up with Sarah. In the meantime, let's get to the phone lines. 844-747-8868. Let's go to North Carolina. Keith in Jacksonville. Hi, Keith. What's going on?
Well, you know, I've been thinking about this mess with the sports program. And maybe we should kill the goose that laid the golden egg. That being, we call every network that carries this stuff, and we tell them we are no longer going to watch their network as long as they allow this to continue. And that will then cut back on their advertising dollars, and it's really about where the money is.
You know, that is a fair point. It really is about the bottom line. These people have no moral scruples, but they do understand the bank account. And, you know, maybe that's a pretty good idea. And even beyond just the networks, call your local TV station or your local radio station that carries the, you know, the baseball games and let them know how you feel.
Now, I think that if enough people did that, because apparently, you know, we're being intimidated by a small group of people. Now, if a large group of people starts intimidating these companies and saying, hey, we're not going to watch your TV. We're going to suck it up and not watch our favorite programs until you stop this mess, because that's all it is. It's just a mess. And what they do on their own time, Todd, is their business. But what they do, the minute they step onto that field, as far as I'm concerned, if I'm paying to be on, you know, to watch that ball game, that's my time. And I don't want to watch them do their political thing. They can do that on their own time. They've got enough money. They can get together and buy a commercial like Ross Perot did when they wouldn't let him go on to the debate.
But, you know, Keith, what happened to just going out to the ballpark and not having a political agenda shoved down your throat? Why can't you just enjoy a good game, eat some popcorn, drink a cold beverage, and have a great afternoon?
That's like asking, why does the sun come up?
Well,
I don't know.
Is it too much to ask? Is it too much to ask? I mean, seriously.
Apparently, it's becoming that way, Todd. Hey, by the way, let me tell you something. I grew up in Northeast Arkansas, and I lived there until very recently, and I moved to North Carolina. And I never heard your program. I would watch you some nights on TV, or I would wake up in the middle of the night, and there was some program that you had. But it wasn't until I came to North Carolina that I picked you up on the talk radio show here, and I really do enjoy it. I enjoy your show, your stances, and it's been good.
Well, you're kind to say that, Keith, and we're excited to have you as part of our audience, and we tend to have a pretty good time around this place, and especially during the chaos of the culture that we're going through nowadays. So thank you for sticking around, and thanks for calling in. Give us a holler back sometime. But you know, it's everything is about politics these days. Every single thing is about politics. There's no escape. And you are being forced to pledge your allegiance. And that's my big problem here. I guarantee you that there was somebody within the New York Yankees organization, somebody within the Washington Nationals organization that had to have a contrary opinion. But they were bullied into taking a knee. You just can't take a knee. And I salute this guy out of the relief pitcher over at the San Francisco Giants. This guy's going to get a lot of blowback, and we're going to do our best to stand alongside this fella, because nobody deserves that. Nobody at all. Unbelievable. All right, I promised you yesterday that we were going to have some trivia. And throughout all of our show, the team has come up with some great trivia questions. And we're gonna give you some great prizes. We have all sorts of stuff that we're gonna send your way, including one of my books. We've got The Hope. We've got The Deplorables Guide to Making America Great Again, Culture Jihad, Godless America. So we'll be doing some fun prizes throughout today's program. So here is the first question. Oh, and this is a good question. Who was the only man to serve as both president and vice president, but was not elected to either office? There was only one man who served as the president and the vice president, but was not elected to either office. So if you know the answer to that question, give us a call, 844-747-8868. That is a toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. And that's going to start off the afternoon of trivia. And we're doing politics. We've got sports. We have entertainment. Avery came up with some great questions as well. Any Star Wars questions in your pile, Avery?
Well, he's already having to grab these callers. The phones are already lighting up for the
first
trivia question.
Are they already lighting up?
Yeah, yeah.
Jeez, Lou.
We may have one for you in a minute.
Oh, sweet mercy. Well, I was going through Avery's list here, and he always has the sci-fi questions, and I never can get those. It's very difficult. Caleb, I know you're a big sports guy. What was your take last night? I know you watched a little bit of the game when you saw the politics.
Just exasperation, just tired of it. I just the mindset of just get to the game. I honestly, it wasn't even anger. It was just exasperation, to be honest.
You know, I know that you do a lot of high school football at WDUN there in Gainesville. I'm wondering if we are going to see a resurgence of people going to the high school games, going to the Little League baseball games, and really getting back to the basics of what sports and athletics was really meant to be.
Well, I certainly hope so. I would certainly love to see people supporting their local high school athletic teams again, because that is the grassroots of sports. And if there's no passion there, then the passion drains out of sports at all levels.
No, it really does, and that's a big problem, and it's a big problem for America. We've got to have a venue to blow off steam, to kick back, have a good time, share a couple of laughs, or just do nothing except just watch the game. And if we do not have that in American culture, folks, I really do fear for the future of this country. I mean, we are sitting on a powder keg right now. And we need a relief valve. That's what sports was supposed to be. That's what going to the movies was supposed to be about. But it's not about that anymore. Every single thing we do, they're pounding into our brains that we are bad people, that we have to repent for the color of our skin. We have to repent for our politics. We got to repent for our religion. Come on. Enough is enough. We've got to start standing up and fighting back here. And the way you can fight back, like Keith said, maybe, you call the local TV station and say, hey, you keep broadcasting these baseball games? Yeah, we're not going to watch your channel anymore. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. We've got Sarah Carter. We have trivia. A lot of fun stuff coming up on this Friday. This is the Todd Stern Show.